This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 30th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN with a couple of stories from John Lothian News. First is from Suzanne Cosgrove. Election 2020, tight races set stage for continued period of volatility. Here's how the presidential election 2020 is unfolding in its final days. A massive early voter turnout is outpacing that of 2016. An estimated 11 million more Democrats than Republicans have requested mail-in ballots, and both President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden spent Thursday barnstorming the state of Florida. Quote, "We recognize this is a highly contested race," unquote, said NASDAQ CEO Adina Friedman in a webcast interview on Thursday. Speaking on a panel, The Economics of the 2020 Election, sponsored by NASDAQ, Jim O'Sullivan, chief U.S. macroeconomist at TD Securities, noted the final outcome of the race offers a number of potential pros and cons for the economy. To read the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. The second story is by Sarah Rudolph. FIA Chicago Fed panel addresses the lack of diversity in U.S. financial markets. The low number of African Americans in high positions in the financial markets is shocking, but not surprising. And not much progress has been made, though not for lack of effort. What does the landscape look like, and what can be done about it? One big problem is that African Americans are not represented in the agencies that regulate the financial industry. Chris Brummer, a law professor at Georgetown University, researched data on the number of blacks who have served as federal regulators. He spoke on a panel Thursday on diversity in the financial markets hosted by the FIA and the Chicago Federal Reserve. Quote, "Financial regulation has a direct impact on the lives of African Americans," unquote, Brummer said. Quote, "It determines how trillions of dollars in assets are regulated, as well as what companies should disclose, how investors are protected, plain language disclosure, and who gets financial assistance in times of distress," unquote. To read the rest of this story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are today's comments from the Hits and Takes section of JLN. In scouting, there is a slogan, "Do a good turn daily." I have a request for you to do a good turn today. David Fisher, the former Chicago Board of Trade vice chairman and longtime soybean pit trader, is very ill with pancreatic cancer. He is weak, but very strong mentally. He is handling his situation with grace and realism, according to his office mate for more than 30 years, fellow CBOT member Bob Otter. I would like to ask you to send David an email greeting at lettersfordavid@johnlothian.com. We all need cheering up during this pandemic, but David is facing even greater issues than most, and there is nothing better to help lift someone's spirit than to hear from old friends, colleagues, and others sharing a message of care and concern. Julie Ross of Profit and Loss announced in a letter on their website that P&L is closing as a result of the impact of the global pandemic on their events business. This is a perfect example of the pressure that are on the industry's media companies. This is another reason to support JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign to help John Lothian News continue its mission to provide you with news and commentary and to capture the history of our industry. Speaking of the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign, we had a $1,000 donation from Nils Robert Pearson, a donation from Leticia Manos, and a second donation from Ray McKenzie. Nils Robert is the former executive chairman of Cinnober, who is now doing another fintech startup called Vermiculous Financial Technology. Nils Robert is a longtime friend of JLN, and Cinnober was a loyal sponsor. Leticia Manos is a talented communications and public relations executive with Eurex in Chicago. And Ray McKenzie is a rock and roll star and fruit company executive who has worked for the CME and ICE. He now works for Apple. Last night, I interviewed Andy Tan, director at Synergy Link Capital in Singapore over Zoom, and conducted an Open Outcry Traders History Project interview. This was my first interview of a Singaporean trader. Andy worked for Merrill Lynch on the trading floor, moved to ARB for them when the floors closed, and then in 2012 became an independent trader. Forbes has reported that Zoom is now worth more than ExxonMobil. Let that sink in for a minute about the future of the world. Sarah Rudolph reports that NASDAQ chief economist Phil McIntosh, who is quoted in Suzanne's election story above, has a blog post of his own on Election 2020, What to Expect from the Markets, complete with graphs on sector performance after the 2016 election, implied volatility around elections, and more. You can read it on johnlothiannews.com by looking in today's newsletter for the link. Revolution CEO Mark D'Souza has stepped down from his role after 4 years. He will continue to serve the company as a member of its advisory board. The Chicago-based company said focusing on financing initiatives, Illinois dispensary expansion, and public policy issues. Revolution COO Dusty Stroyer and CFO Trip Murray will lead the company until a permanent CEO is named. A board member of the National Legal Cannabis Advocacy Group, the Marijuana Policy Project, D'Souza also served on Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's transition team for agriculture that oversaw the state's cannabis policy. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Profit and Loss, this is a message from Julie Ross, founder of Profit and Loss. Dear readers, Profit and Loss has weathered many storms over the past 21 plus years, including the tech bubble burst in 2001-2002, the depressed market environment following 9/11, and the global financial crisis of 2008-2009. But the current and ongoing global pandemic has caused challenges to our international events business that are outlasting our ability to continue operations. Second story is from Bloomberg News. Record plane loads of live hogs flown into China to boost herds. China is flying in a record number of pigs to improve genetics and boost productivity while rapidly rebuilding the nation's hog population after it was decimated by the African swine fever. Some 15,346 live swine worth $32 million arrived by air in the first 9 months of the year. Customs data show that's an all-time high, according to Genesis Inc., an international genetics company. The value jumped from $3 million in all of 2019, $13 million in 2018, and $21 million in 2017, the customs data show. China has also imported a record volume of meat this year to ease pork shortages. This is proof that pigs can fly. The World Federation of Exchanges has published their October issue of Focus. For October's issue, they are publishing a special edition in which they focus on critical role of one section of their membership, central counterparties, or CCPs. CCPs are key to systemic stability, and the WFE, as the global organization and voice for the CCP community, is always seeking to deepen the debate and the thinking that surrounds them. Philip Capital CEO Lynette Lim has her letter from the co-CEO. What does the future look like? We think too much and we feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent and all will be lost. That's a quote from Charlie Chaplin in The Great Dictator. Dear friends, as Election Day draws closer in America and collective tension rises, those of us who work in the financial brokerage industry have to anticipate how the markets will behave in order to manage the risk of our customers who trade. It is always prudent to anticipate the worst, the largest possible move in the market, so that we are not caught with our pants down, figuratively speaking. If we expect large moves in the market, then we would take preventive measures such as asking for additional deposits from customers and/or imposing some limits on their trading, as well as standing by for extra credit from banks. Lynette Lim will be on a panel during Expo V that I am moderating about microcontracts. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Walmart pulls guns ammo displays in U.S. stores citing civil unrest. Retailer says move is a safety precaution, but customers can still purchase firearms and ammunition. Walmart Inc. has removed all guns and ammunition from the sales floor of its U.S. stores this week, aiming to head off any potential theft of firearms if stores are broken into amid social unrest. The retail giant, which sells firearms in about half of its 4,700 U.S. stores, said U.S. customers can still purchase guns and ammunition upon request, even though they're no longer on display. This is kind of like a curfew. If you've not gotten it done by 10 p.m., it's not going to happen. If you did not buy your guns and ammo until a week before the election, then you'd better have a plan B. A good weed whacker can be very helpful. Our Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week is Maker. The security measures of government's token Maker, the digital token used by users of the Maker platform to vote on decisions that affect the entire platform, is being called into question again after a user caused a flash crash to manipulate a vote on the platform. The Maker Foundation made a post on the Maker's forum warning users about the issue. Earlier this year, another flaw in the Maker protocol caused users to lose millions of dollars worth of cryptocurrency deposited on the platform. Here are the top three most read stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was GOP Senator Kelly Loeffler. Not familiar with Trump's infamous 2005 Access Hollywood tape from Yahoo News. This kind of sounds familiar. I'm not familiar with Senator Loeffler. Have we mentioned her here in this newsletter before? Second was my story, Remembrance of Peter Wynn, longtime industry colleague and mentor, passes away. Third was The Guardians. How does one of the world's biggest pork firms go bust during a boom? That's a repeat from yesterday. Here are your Markets Wiki stats of the day. The site has 191,422,323 pages viewed, with 24,482 pages and 226,511 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.